All right, let's get to our guest, as mentioned, Peter Maguire from XM Australia, the CEO. So we're looking for tougher language from the Fed this week. It seems like the Fed is intent on saying, we're not there yet. The job's not done yet. We heard that from Thomas Barkin on Friday. He was saying inflation's number one, even if it means recession. So is that the right way of looking at it? We got a journey here. We're going to have to go through some tough times before we beat inflation.
Yes, I agree with you, Brian. I mean, that's well described. And I think the platform that we move forward with is going to be a tough one. And we've had a massive move to the upside as far as a confidence boost with equities over the last 2 months. And whether that's going to maintain, and we're taking on board what the rhetoric coming out of this symposium over the next few days. So, yeah, we've got it's going to be an interesting week to look at what impact it has to dollar and certainly to equities.
When it comes to Jackson Hole, are you expecting to hear anything concrete in terms of clear guidance beyond the usual reliance on the words data dependent?
Well, I think so, Paul. I look on board and you've got to be conscious of every word that's mentioned and really break down the phrases and take on board what the overall themes are. And, we're going to see an increase as far as ramping up the roll-off with securities. You're looking also what the storyline is going to be as far as the inflation and whether the herd on Main Street is, we're only just starting to see further, uptick. You're looking as on board what's happening with the impact as far as Eurozone, China, and the overall global theme. So I think it's going to be a fascinating commentary. And we're all sitting here looking to see what the opportunities are going to be from a trading mindset.
Yeah, we've had Fed speaker after Fed speaker, and I guess we've heard a lot of the same in Australia as well, that you have to get the job done. And if you believe that the Fed will err on the hawkish side, then it pays to be cautious. So how are you navigating it?
Well, I think that really comes down, Brian, to, King Dollar. That's been demonstrated over the last week or two. You've seen a big sell-off across Euro. You're looking now at parity. Yen's being hammered at 137, and that continues to be softness. We understand the position as far as BOJ. You're looking at a 118 handle for the cable. So the pound's been under big pressure to the downside with inflation over 10%. So all of those, I think, inputs coming into to making this wonderful cake called trading. Everyone's long dollar, and we're just appreciating what the storyline is going to be over the next week or two. So that we could see a 109 handle. We're currently sitting at 108 for US dollar index, and that's really the focus from many traders in the currency mindset.
Yeah, in terms of currencies, equities, or perhaps every market you can imagine, is the inflation narrative and what the Fed is going to do about it fully priced in yet, or are we just going to keep going sideways for quite some time?
I think sideways to some extent, Paul, because we haven't got to the end of the game with the inflation story, and that really creates the turbulence on Main Street, energy prices, utilities, food, the cost of consumption in Australia. So yes, that's what everyone's feeling, and that's across Asia and the world. So we've just got to see how long it takes to rein this in and the general hurt as far as, what the story is going to be with wage growth and, what's happening across, domestic families, how they're managing all of this.
And Peter, one of the things we've been talking about today is the many challenges facing China, COVID zero, drought affecting energy inputs. The property sector's got some well-known and ongoing difficulties. What's your feeling about the prospects for growth in China? And do you put money to work there at the moment, or do you just stand back?
Well, Paul, I think you're just standing back. That seems to be the general consensus that many traders are looking at, because the unknown with the property sector and the overall COVID story that hasn't been, wound down. We've got there's just so much uncertainty across the whole basin. And now you're looking at, an energy a major energy issue that's facing the nation. And you've got drought conditions, you've got record heat waves. So all of these issues, I think we're just sitting back, observing and seeing how, you know, this August, September, October period roll through.
So one thing I'm curious about, because of that uncertainty that you highlight there, is that policy becomes very important. So when I'm looking around the world, I'm trying to figure out, you know, who seems to have a handle on the best policy direction at the moment? Do you make those kind of determinations?
Well, you do. But the issue, Brian, is that it's just such a moving target week on week. And the data drops are really hitting everyone between the eyes, just going, right, well, and this is from a retail perspective, what's going to happen? What's the worst news that's coming out this week? You know, we're looking at PMIs, you're looking at GDP numbers, you're conscious from an inflation standpoint, and everyone's looking at, you know, the rhetoric coming, likes of China, and of course, symposium this week out of Jackson Hole. So, you know, the average person, the average trader is realizing there's a lot to be across. And, yeah, it's a time of, I think, much, I'm not saying confusion, but there's a lot of data drops, and that's really impacting decision-making processes.
Of course, towards the end of the year, Xi Jinping will be expected to be confirmed for an historic third term as China's leader. Does your gut tell you that things might start to change after that's locked down?
Well, it may well do. You know, that's another thing we're keeping an eye on, Paul. So, you know, there are, again, just the general, these are unusual times. You know, I haven't lived through a pandemic, and the issue that faces many consumers and traders out there is, are we at an inflection point of growth, and are we going to see growth in 23, or is it going to be a really, you know, a stumble along? And that no one's really got a mindset what the future's going to take forward. So, you know, we're looking at central banks. We understand the Z situation. It's a lot of uncertainty at the moment.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the uncertain environment and how difficult it is to direct policy in that kind of environment. But we do have some good stories coming, you know, maybe not all the way there yet, but Cisco seemed to indicate that they were getting a handle on supply chain disruptions, and Applied Materials had kind of a similar message. How do we sort of play that one?
Well, I think, Brian, that's good news. And we understand from, you know, supply chains, and every company has a different footprint as far as their supply chain issues. So I think you've just got to be conscious of that, look at the sector and see if other companies that play in that space have got similar updraft, and be conscious of, you know, the comments coming out of their CEO, what the analysts are saying. You know, it's not that hard to look at the big picture and take on board the overall themes. And that's what any trader's got to look at from a fundamental perspective. You know, you've just got to do a little bit of number crunching and look at the opportunities.
Peter, very quickly, what's your cash allocation like right now? You keeping some dry powder?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul, because there is so much uncertainty with equities, and maybe it's a time just to keep that powder on the sideline and look at opportunities over the coming months.
Mm-hmm. All right. Peter Maguire, CEO at XM Australia. Thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia today.